There's mounting concern about a plastic surgery procedure that women are having in growing numbers. Each year, more than 1,200 Australian women undergo surgery on their genitalia in a procedure known as labioplasty. In Britain, where the procedure is equally popular, medical experts are warning of a shocking lack of information about the risks and not enough information about the long-term impact. Doctors and surgeons in Australia fear that some women here may be having the operation unnecessarily. There are even fears about operations being done by unqualified medical professionals. Emily Burke reports.
It's controversial surgery, but it's booming nonetheless. For some, labioplasty is an exercise in Hollywood-style vanity. For others, it's a transformative procedure that trims, sculpts and restores a woman's genitalia. But there have been no studies to prove its long-term safety, and doctors are worried about its ballooning popularity. Dr. Ted Weaver is from the Royal Australian College of Gynaecologists.
We put out a statement from our college a couple of years ago, highlighting concerns about this designer vagina craze, because we felt that often it did prey on the fears of women and women's insecurity about their particular genital appearance. The surgery is potentially damaging. It could potentially lead to, you know, further problems for a woman as a result of surgery, and may not fix her insecurity.
Dr. Kurosh Tavakoli is a member of the Australian Society of Plastic Surgeons and a fellow of the Australasian College of Surgeons. He's been performing labioplasty for 7 years and he's seen a 100% increase in that number year on year.
Let's not kid ourselves. I mean, the last survey in my practice was 80% for cosmetic, and I would say psychological reason. That's why I say it's a functional thing. So essentially, it's two reasons. I can't get comfortable during sex, and number two reason is essentially pure physical in terms of running or jogging and not being able to wear a leotard or cosy.
Labioplasty can cost between $4,000 and $6,000, and it's often covered by Medicare. Dr. Tavakoli says it's a lucrative field, but he fears some practitioners are not up to the task.
And I have seen horrendous results from them. I mean, there's three groups doing it: plastic surgeons, gynecologists, and GP surgeons in their offices without any proper lighting or sedation or anything. So I think the last group is a concern because they can take excess tissue and cause problems.
Research published in the British Journal of Obstetrics and Gynaecology is questioning the value of labioplasty, with concerns that many women seek the surgery without fully understanding the risks. British medical experts are also questioning the ethics of the surgery. Ted Weaver from the Royal Australian College of Gynaecologists says some women are being exploited.
We think anybody performing these procedures certainly should be well trained, but also not only have the training in the surgical technique, but also have the training in the ability to try to perhaps dissuade a woman from having it done, and also be able to counsel a woman that there is a variation in normal appearance, and that she doesn't have to, you know, conform to, you know, a picture that she might have noticed in a girly magazine or something equally ridiculous.
Do you think there are women in Australia who are having this procedure unnecessarily?
Well, I would probably think that would be the case. Yeah, that perhaps with proper counselling, they could perhaps be dissuaded from having it done.
Dr. Kurosh Tavakoli says patients must be psychologically screened and they must have realistic expectations. But either way, he says the procedure is here to stay.
I believe it's a good operation. I stand by this operation. I've had enough experience to see the mental transformation that this operation can bring, and it will become a mainstay operation in cosmetic surgery, but again, very heavily, it needs to be heavily scrutinized, and the patient selection is imperative. In the right patient, it will have benefit, and patient selection is paramount.
Dr. Kurosh Tavakoli from the Australian Society of Plastic Surgeons with Emily Burke.